FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Very excited to welcome our next guest onto the show, Dean Cain, actor, producer, frequent guest on Fox News. I think you've been one lucky guy a few times before. Dean, it's great to have you on the show today.
Annie, I'm very happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
So the key reason why we wanted to have you on is to talk about this movie that you've been involved with for some time, and getting it into the theaters hasn't been easy. Our listeners will definitely recognize the name Kermit Gosnell. You have the movie out right now, Gosnell, The Trial of America's Biggest Serial Killer, breaking into the top 10 on its opening weekend at the box office, according to Box Office Mojo. Congratulations on that. What has it taken to get to here?
Oh, my gosh. How long is the show? Because this will take an hour and a half just to describe. It's been such a process. Number one, When it took place itself, when the event happened, the press didn't cover it, and they didn't want to cover it because it's a very controversial subject, and it's tough. It's a tough subject. So they didn't cover it at all, and that was part of the story. Raising the money to make the film, we were originally trying to raise it on Kickstarter. We got kicked off of Kickstarter because they thought it was controversial content. They didn't want to have that on there, so they kicked us off and went to Indiegogo and raised a record amount of money in a record time, $2.3 million in a short period of time.
Wow.
We made the movie about two and a half years ago, and then it took all this time in order for us to be able to find distribution because nobody wanted to distribute it. Then we finally got some distribution. We're ready to get it out there, and then a lot of places won't let us advertise. NPR stopped us from advertising, too controversial. We couldn't call him an abortion doctor, even though that's what he was.
I was just saying, what are the alternatives?
They wanted us to call him a doctor, but no. We also couldn't advertise on Facebook for various reasons. Who knows what exactly, because it's a little hazy over there. And so it's been a brawl everywhere we go. And even then, publicizing the film, people have gotten so angry. They say it's a pro-choice film. It's this, that. It's nothing. It doesn't take a decision. It doesn't take a side on the issue of abortion. It just tells the story, the true story of this man who may very well be the greatest serial killer of all time because of what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And what he was doing was, well, first of all, his clinic hadn't been inspected in 17 years. And the reason for that is that it was political. Governor Tom Ridge at the time of Pennsylvania had said, just don't inspect it. You know, it's women's reproductive rights. We don't want to touch it. It's a political minefield, so just let it go. And so they didn't. And this guy was able to act with impunity for 17 years. And what he was doing was, well, first thing is he was an abortion doctor. He was performing late-term abortions in Pennsylvania, which in the Pennsylvania law, he's from Philadelphia, the Pennsylvania law says 24 weeks, which is 6 months. After that, it's illegal, except for very specific extenuating circumstances. And he was routinely performing these late-term abortions. But the process for doing this late-term abortion is called D&E, dilation and extraction. But he wasn't doing that. It's described in the film dilation and extraction, and that's horrible.
Yeah.
People aren't even aware of what that process is, and we would certainly educate them if they saw the film. But he was actually inducing birth in these mothers. They were having babies who, at 24, 26 weeks, these children have a 90% chance of living.
Yeah.
If they're born at that time. And he was inducing birth and then snipping the spinal cords of these live children to ensure fetal demise, to kill them. And he maybe was doing three or four of these a day for 17 years, and the number is just... it's just shocking.
It is, absolutely. I have a dear friend of mine who was born in 1983 at, I believe, 23 weeks and several days. And he's a friend of mine. You wouldn't ever know that. He went through such a early crisis in his life. And that was in the early 80s. This Gosnell character, who is featured in the movie, Gosnell, The Trial of America's Biggest Serial Killer, out in theaters right now. This is a true story. This isn't like some political shot at abortion and it's highly motivated by some sort of agenda. This is the telling of a true story. Like you said, it doesn't specifically take a side. You're just telling a story that's true, and you use the word controversial. I'm trying to think of when Hollywood's tried to shy away from controversial What is it about this issue so much that has you and the other producers and actors involved in this project pushing back so hard against getting this movie out?
Well, it's because it is abortion, and that is a word that you're not allowed to say. You can say women's reproductive rights, you can say things like that, but it really comes down to abortion, terminating pregnancies, and killing babies, and people don't want to say that. And it's an ugly business. It's an ugly thing to be involved with. It's horrific. And it's nature, and so people just don't want to face it. It's one of those dirty little secrets we can sweep under the rug, but you can't, and you shouldn't. And there may be more clinics like this out now. There may be many of them operating right now, which are just horrific. Now, surprisingly enough, I'm actually pro-choice. I believe in a woman's right to choose up until viability of the fetus, and that's changing all the time. It's becoming earlier and earlier. Mm-hmm. The reason I say that is I would never abort my own child. I'm 100% pro-life when it comes to something that I'm involved in. But as a legislator, if I were legislating, making the laws, I would not make it illegal, but I would certainly cap it at 20 weeks. Mm-hmm. Unless there was extreme circumstances, rape, incest, and medical situations that were severe. Because at that point in time, you have a viable human being. You're no longer making the decision just for your own body. And so I would be for legislation to protect that child. Before then, I wouldn't legislate what to do, although I don't like it. Mm-hmm. It's not something I would go, yay, let's do this. It's something I certainly don't like, but I wouldn't change the law to do that. And so people say, how could you be pro-choice after doing this movie? And I got attacked by pro-lifers. Pro-choice people got upset that, we spoke to the Values Voter Summit, and they think it's a pro-life film. Everybody was coming at us from every different side. And the truth is, this is a real story, and it needs to be out there. And if people want to attack us or attack me personally for being in this film and playing this character, so be it. That's fine. I'm quite happy to take the slings and arrows to talk about this controversial subject and to tell this story that needs to be told.
Yeah, we're speaking with Dean Cain, who plays Detective James Wood in Gosnell, the trial of America's biggest serial killer. And, you highlight your personal position on abortion. For a lot of people, there is nuance when this issue is discussed. I'm a very pro-life person myself, and some people are in the pro-choice category. Some people are in the pro-abortion category. We've heard people from Hollywood talk about, shouting your abortion from the rooftops, celebrating your abortion. But the ultimate thing that needs to take place here is the conversation needs to be had. We need to be talking about it.
Yes.
In a way that allows us to get the truth and the facts out there so that when people are formulating their opinions on this very key, important issue, they're doing it with knowledge and science, something that you would expect a lot of the people who are very pro-abortion to embrace the science behind it. In the wake of breaking into the top 10 this weekend on opening weekend for the movie, are you getting positive reaction back from the experience of people taking in this movie?
Oh, I've got almost nothing but positive reactions.
Wow, that's great.
First of all, to be in the top 10 is shocking for a tiny movie like this that had such trouble being released and funded and everything, and stopping us from being able to publicize it. So it's just incredible that has happened. Word of mouth has been so strong, and I thank God for all the people who've gotten out there and said something. There was a review that someone posted on Twitter, which is normally very toxic, but somebody said this, and it's been so interesting, and I wish I would have saved it because I'm going to quote it incorrectly, but they said, if you want to go cry this weekend, go see A Star Is Born. If you want to be entertained and see an action movie, go see Venom. But if you want to see a movie that's going to affect your life and might change the world as you know it, go see Gosnell.
Wow.
And I thought that was pretty strong and the best review that I could possibly put out there.
Absolutely. Well, Gosnell, the trial of America's biggest serial killer, is in theaters now. You can go look it up, see what theater is showing this picture near you. Rotten Tomatoes has given it a score of 67%, which to me is a very positive Rotten Tomatoes score. They're not very forgiving there. But the audience score gives the film a 4.9 out of 5 rating. That's where you can really get gauge the audience reaction to the film. film. You know, I want to thank you for helping push this through and staying committed to this process, because this Kermit Gosnell character, he's serving 3 life sentences in jail right now. He has gotten what's coming to him, at least on this in this earthly life. But you and the people who've been involved in this movie and pushing it forward, we need more of that, people who aren't willing to give up in the face of the adversity. And we're grateful that you took the effort to do this, and I hope that people take the effort to go out and see the film soon.
Well, Annie, I really appreciate that. That's exactly it. Having the conversation about this is the most important thing. We hope that the film sparks that kind of conversation with people, so it's not such a taboo subject and you can't have discussions. We want people to talk about it and to talk about this guy in particular, who is such an interesting case because he still doesn't think that he did anything wrong, and he thinks he's still going to get out of jail.
Wow.
He's a real character.
Yeah, and these are true facts. It's a true story, and it's one that people need to hear about. Dean Cain, thank you so much for the time today. We really do appreciate it.
Annie, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much.